Greetings from John Paul Jones Arena. I'm Jeff White from VirginiaSports.com, and you're listening to the weekly Virginia Athletics Podcast. The sun is kind of out today here in Charlottesville, and when I look out the studio window, I can see a beautiful new structure and complex where at this time last year, there wasn't much more than heavy machinery moving dirt and earth. I'm talking about UVA's new softball stadium, and my guest today is the head coach whose team will play in Palmer Park, and that's Joanna Harden. Joanna, welcome back.
Thanks.
Exciting times for your program.
It is.
Isn't it?
Thank you for having me. Yes, it's very exciting. We are counting down the days.
So the big day is almost here. What's it been like seeing the stadium take shape? For a long time, there was no actual construction on the site. It was just getting the ground ready for construction. And since then, you know, it's been steady and it's almost there.
It's actually, in terms of projects of this magnitude, it's gone pretty fast. I mean, we broke ground last October, and that was a shovel into a practice soccer field. So to be at this point in January, what, 15, 16 months later is pretty impressive, and it's been a very aggressive schedule. And it's exciting. It's beautiful. It's very humbling. It's overwhelming. And we're very, very grateful and feel really fortunate that we get to be the ones to kickstart this new point in our history.
So you obviously do not have access yet to the field and the practice complex. Where have you been practicing, and what's that been like? You're counting down the days at
the
park.
We are counting down. We've been at the park, our current facility, and we use the North Grounds Recreation Center. There's a meeting room up there for film, and our indoor is across the way from the park where our cages are when it's cold or rainy. So we're still a little...
And your office is in the McHugh Center.
My office is in the McHugh Center.
Four different, three and a half facilities.
And then we use Welsh indoor if it's cold for defense. So it's been still a little discombobulated, but we've got our rhythm, and our normal is pretty discombobulated. So the kids handle it unbelievable. Our staff is just do what we got to do to get the work in that we need. So
the actual stadium is only part of the new complex. What is going to be in the player development center,
which is
the building next to the stadium?
Yeah, we're so thankful for that building. We have a big open space, about 60 feet by 70 feet of turf that's on the floor, and we'll have the ability to move screens and netting to create three cages, two cages, or one cage, or one big open space about 60 by 60 feet. So we can open the whole thing up, or we can narrow it down into cages and sections to hit, throw, pitch. We could do some infield work, not a full infield, but a pretty good set. If you know, rain, lightning, something happens, we could do agilities. We can run, talk to our strength coach about doing some circuit training in there. So it's a multi-purpose area, and it allows us some flexibility for the random day where it starts to rain in the middle of practice.
I was going to say, the weather is dicey this time of year.
100%. So it just gives us more options, because right now where we're at, if we get even a lightning delay, we have to go sit in. We don't have anywhere to go, and we usually just kill practice. So it allows us to finish and complete some of the execute a full day regardless of the weather.
The stadium is named for Lisa Palmer and her mother, Frances. Lisa had an incredible career at UVA as a pitcher. She has been equally successful in business, if not more so, and she has given generously to the softball program. I know you two are close. How often do you kind of give her updates on what's going on here?
I actually talked to her yesterday, actually. She's staying pretty updated. She's busy. She's got a lot going on, and she just took over the presidency of her company this month, and she is a rock star in many ways. So we try to chat every, you know, couple weeks and just stay up to date, whether that's a text or a phone call. But I know that the Virginia Athletic Foundation does a great job of keeping her updated as well. And she is a game changer. She's a life changer. She's one of the most impactful people that I've had the privilege to know, and one of the most humble, genuine souls I've ever just had the privilege to get to know, and I'm very excited for her. It's going to be it's going to be an emotional weekend. It's going to be emotional having her here. Yeah.
The official dedication of the stadium is Saturday, March the 7th, which is also the day you'll play game two of your three-game series mm-hmm. with Virginia Tech. Mm-hmm. What will the dedication ceremony consist of, or is that still being
worked out? Yeah, we're working through that right now still. So we don't have that set out yet, but between Friday and Saturday, we're going to do some different things. I think Lisa will be here Friday for the first game of the series, and we'll have something intimate with her and, mm-hmm. And Fran and the team. It's a really special time for us, and we'll again working through all those details now, but it's going to be exciting. We have a lot of alumni coming back. Parents are coming into town. Season ticket holders, you sold a ton of season tickets, which has been awesome. First time in softball history that we've had that. So it's just there's so much buzz, and people are really, really excited. And it's a testament to our great game, but a huge contributing factor is Lisa and Fran.
So before we look ahead to this season, let's take a look back at 2019, which was your third season here. Your team finished with its most victories in 7 years. It swept two ACC series for the first time since 2010. One of the big pieces of that team was Lacey Smith, yep. who was an All-American. Lacey has moved. She graduated and moved on.
Yes.
I know she's tough to replace. What were your thoughts on that season?
Yeah.
You know, I think there were some rough spots early,
for
and
sure.
then the team surged late.
For sure. It was, I think we did the best with what we could. I think everybody was invested with what they could be. And, it was challenging. We had some, an 8-game winning streak and a 12-game losing streak. And so it was just, I would say, we got everything we could out of that year. And we learned a lot about ourselves. And I think that the returning group came in August, very, very motivated to take the next step and very, very driven. Yet you can't replace Lacey Smith.
Right.
Like she just, what she did and what she brought to our offense. And honestly, at first base, she played a great first base for us and had never played there. So what she brought was huge. But I think she left some things behind that have helped us grow and helped us to get to the point where we are today.
You have two new assistant coaches.
I do.
Jake Sidwell and Shea Braxton. Mm-hmm. What have they brought and what will they bring to the program?
Yeah, they bring a ton of energy. They're excited. They're young. The kids love them. They've connected with the players really, really well. And it's fresh perspective. I think there's a really clear alignment with our coaching staff, which is great. I think our core values and our core beliefs are completely in line, which is huge when you spend so much time together. We're together all the time. So that has been very rewarding and exciting for me. And it's an important piece as you start to build and develop your team. You've got to be completely aligned.
How do you divide up the responsibilities between the two mm-hmm. or among the three of you?
Yeah. So Jake works with our offense. Mm-hmm. He's what I would call our offensive coordinator. He's developing our hitters and our offense. And then Shay is over the defense. She works specifically with the infield. And she's going to be, I would call her our defensive coordinator. So she'll be involved in shifts and moving our defense around and in game. And I work with the pitching staff still. Mm-hmm. So, and then I've taken the outfield, been working with the outfield a little bit. So that's been fun, back to my college days. And we all, Jake also works with the catchers. So we divide and conquer individual positions, but our oversight is right. Jake's on offense and Shay's on defense.
So when I have you on the show at this time next year, so January 2021, we'll be talking about how experienced your team is. You've mm-hmm. got all these returning players.
Yep.
It's a different story this year.
Yeah.
You have only one player who is in her final year of eligibility. That's Riley Wilkinson, who's yep. a graduate transfer from Princeton. How did Riley end up here,
yeah.
and what can she add to the program?
She knew she had a redshirt year at Princeton. She was injured. And so
they don't take – you can't do fifth year in the Ivy League,
that's
right?
My understanding, yes.
Yeah.
So she had actually reached out to me and a couple of other schools, I believe, early in her senior year at Princeton, and we just had been communicating, and she's from Virginia.
Yep, Northern Virginia.
Northern
right.
Virginia, and she was looking into the Master's in Public Health here, and it was just a good fit. She came on a visit. We connected really well. You know, Coach Mendenhall has a philosophy in recruiting. If I don't like you, you're not going to come here. And he's spot on. And we got along really well, and we connected really well. So she came in, and she brings a ton of experience. She's incredibly competitive. She works her tail off. She fits right along in with our team, and just this hard hat mentality, get up, go to work. She's understands the academic rigor and the challenge. She has taken on a lot of our young ones and just helped them with tutoring and helped them with their classes and scheduling. She's just been such a great add of experience because, yes, we don't have any fourth years on the squad. So we are very young, and she just brings a different just some experience that's really, really helpful.
What have your impressions been since you began practicing in the fall of your first year class? And do you need that group to make a significant contribution this season?
Competitive. They are so competitive. They want to win. They've come from winning programs. I think that's really important. When you come from a winning program, you want to win. Mm-hmm. And I think that has aligned very well with the returners because they've come in and want to win as well. So it's been awesome. And yeah, we need them to give us everything they've got. And you'll see a lot of those first years in and out of the lineup pretty consistently, and you'll see them on the field. And they've been working pretty diligently to earn their time. And but if one word came to my mind from day one of our first practice, is this group's a competitive group.
What do you think of the team overall so far? I know it's hard to predict in January what it's going to look like in March and April.
They are so driven. They are. This group has been very united in their pursuit to change the course of this program, and they want to win. They have been very easy to deal with, to handle, to work with, because they're just, what do we need to do to win? They trust their coaching staff. They trust each other. They hold each other accountable very well. You know, teams that are peer-led are way more impactful than teams that are all coaching-led, and we have a great leadership council. We have they're young women that want to go and compete at the highest level, and they're willing to do whatever you ask them to do. The quality of our practices is very high. We have challenged them day in and day out to come in, put your head down, and go to work, and keep distractions out off the field, and be really, really intent and purposeful every single day. And that's hard to do when you're in class and you're driving and you're parking and you're having a change and you're running around. So they have risen to that very well. I'm super proud of them. It's been such a fun year. I love this group of girls.
Has the fact that they all know that though you're not in there yet, you will soon be in the stadium and playing there, has that kind of added a little juice to the whole season?
Yeah, I think.
You know, they know that day is coming.
I think it's exciting. I think there's a sense of urgency for sure. Our message is it's exciting and it's inspiring, but there's no pressure with that. And I think that, you know, sometimes your desire to change something or to win can honestly put a little bit of fear, anxiety of like in you, but we're just using that as an inspiration to continue to drive us to work really, really, really hard and to be diligent with everything that we have. So they're definitely excited. I think we all are starting to really understand the day-to-day, the changes day-to-day, and how much more efficient our lives will be once we get there. But, you know, we can't – a stadium doesn't change your program. Mm-hmm. It what you do every day is what changes your program, and they're very aware of that. So we talk about it a little bit, but – they're pretty locked in right now on getting ready for opening weekend in a couple weeks.
And one thing facilities can have an impact on, a huge impact, is recruiting.
For sure.
What's been the effect now that, you know, you're not selling a vision to these young ladies? You can actually show them brick and mortar to come by. I know the recruiting class that signed in November is probably by far your highest ranked one you've
had
here.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Was that a result, in part at least, of the fact that
the stadium's
going up?
Yeah, I think it has. It does. It has an impact. And the 2020 class, they were committed out a couple of years ago. So we had drawings, which was awesome. And we had the groundbreaking, so they knew something was happening. But our 21 class, the experience our 21 committed players have had in their recruiting process has been completely different. You know, September 1st of 2020, that'll be the 2022 class, and their
entire... So the 2021 class, we can't talk about specifically,
nope.
Right?
Nope.
That's the group that will sign in November.
Fall, correct. Next fall.
So they won't actually play here until 22, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah. I know, it's going down the line.
Yeah.
The recruiting experience has been completely different. To walk on the concourse,
right,
of this beautiful stadium, to see the investment of the department, to see, you can just see the vision. You can see where this program is going, and it's something very tangible. It's our ability to, we can give a vision, but then when you can actually see it,
right,
played out, it's pretty awesome.
In your sport, maybe more so even than baseball, but pitching is so crucial,
mm-hmm,
and so important.
Mm-hmm.
Allie Rail is back, who had a really solid year,
yeah,
as a first year
she
in
did.
2019. Allison is gone, but where are you in the circle,
yeah,
right now?
Yeah, Allie had a great year, and she's literally picked up where she left off. It's been awesome to see her develop and grow and talk the game and think the game and just develop her mind and understanding of softball. So she's going to be a huge impact for us. Riley, you know, she's going to come in and play a role. She's going to be really, really important, and I could see her starting some.
Mm-hmm.
I could see her in middle relief a little bit, even closing it up. So that's really, really exciting. You know, Claire Zierich has been on a rehab program, and she's on the very last steps of that. So that's exciting for us. We weren't really sure where she would be at this point. So she's a lefty specialist that comes in and adds a completely different look to the bullpen. And those are our most experienced pitchers. And then we have three first years coming in, and they've had a great fall and a great spring training so far. So they're all really different. They look different, but Molly Grube and Mackenzie Wooten and Morgan Murphy have come in, and they've been working really, really hard. So we're really excited about them.
And you have more pitchers coming in the group that will be here in the summer.
Correct.
Right.
Correct. We have two pitchers, and you know, one of our 20s pitched all of high school, and she's kind of a bulldog, so you never know, you might see her in the circle too, Abby Weaver. But yes, we do, we have two pitchers coming in.
So do you have your players reading a book this year?
We actually read through John Gordon's The Power of Positive Team.
Uh-huh.
And we read through that over spring training, and that was really, really impactful for us. And I gave them a copy of The Talent Code over break, and that book has been really impactful for me. That was a Coach Mendenhall recommendation that I read in about a week. So yeah, they read a little bit. Our leadership council is going through the West Point Way of Leadership,
mm-hmm,
together this semester, and we're talking through that and working through that. So I'm passionate about learning and reading, and so I'm always trying to be a resource hub when I can.
I believe you were at the Paramount last weekend.
I was.
For the premiere of the documentary on the UVA baseball team national championship season 2015,
yeah,
which is titled 1186 to Omaha.
Yeah.
What was it like? That actually, you were not, were you at Virginia that year?
I was not.
You were not.
Mm-mm.
So I'm sure you'd heard about it, but
yep,
what was it like to kind of see that?
It was awesome. It was so inspiring to... It was a great reminder to me, and Coach O'Connor does this so well. This is why he's such a great leader of, you're never as low as you think you are. You're never as high as you think you are. They just stayed the course. They were so steady, and it was a great, I guess, going into the season reminder for me to just stay the course, to trust our work, to trust our training. And they had a lot of lows, and I didn't,
yeah,
realize that. But Coach's steady hand, his consistency is what allowed them to continue to be the team that they could be. So I thought it was inspiring. It was really great to hear the whole story. It was funny. It was funny seeing him get kicked out of the Virginia,
yeah,
Tech series.
Virginia Tech,
it was,
yeah,
funny. He didn't like that, but it was awesome. It was really cool.
In Carla Williams, you have an athletic director, mm-hmm, who is a big fan of college softball
she
and
is
a big supporter of your program. What's that meant to, you know, have her behind you that,
yeah,
way?
Oh, it's huge. It's huge for our team. Our girls know that. You know, Carla and Jim Booz and Brittany Whiteside came by one of our dinners over spring training just to check in and say hi. Their visibility, our administration's visibility to the team has been huge. But Carla's, she came from the SEC. So she understands. She understands the game, the pace of the game, the relationship with ESPN. And I think Carla's passionate about athletics and obviously all sports, but she knows the value of softball, and that's really exciting for us. And our athletes know that. They can see that and how she lives every day.
So you opened the season February the 7th in Charlotte, where it may not be a whole lot warmer.
No, probably
than
not.
It isn't. You're not in the far west or the deep south.
No, not
so
this
you'll
year.
Play three tournaments. One in Charlotte, one at Winthrop, one in Spartanburg, mm-hmm. South Carolina. Then you play your first ACC series on the road against Clemson.
Yeah.
And then the home opener, March the 3rd against James Madison here.
Yes.
So
yeah.
That'll be a big day. And then a few days later, you have the series and the dedication.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It'll
be
here before you know it.
Yeah, it is. It's interesting. We're Clemson's ACC opener in their inaugural season. At their new stadium, and the following weekend we open up against Virginia Tech at our brand new stadium. So it's going to be a really exciting first 2 weeks of the ACC.
Well, good. Well, thanks. Thanks again, as always, for coming over. I hope the weather continues to cooperate.
Hope the sun comes out today.
Yeah, a little chilly.
It's awesome.
Our spring teams, including softball, will start competing soon. Our winter teams are getting closer to postseason, so this is an exceptionally busy time for UVA athletics. For information on all 27 of our teams, visit virginiasports.com. I'll be back next week with another podcast. Until then, thanks for listening, and go Hoos!